right, it is Friday morning, and we get an audience with the entertainment editor for your River Cities Reader, available every other Wednesday everywhere, and always available online at rcreader.com. Shame on me, I did not get a chance with everything going on. I didn't get a chance to read the reviews.
There were so many this past weekend.
I know. Lots. But then I thought, well, he is going to come in on Friday. I guess I can just find out then. I know that's lazy of me, but I'm going to be surprised to find out what you thought of these movies that
and
you
we
saw.
Were thinking we were going to maybe go 4 for 4.
I saw 5 for 5, actually. I did 3 on Friday and a couple on Saturday.
Wow.
He's
actually.
Mike Schultz, by the way. I don't know if I got around to saying that
when I
was doing that.
Did
I? I just want to make sure I mentioned that.
Yeah.
So what did you see? What did you like?
Man, what I loved, Duplicity, of all things. Clive Owen, Julie Roberts,
now that got
all the twists and turns.
That got murdered at the box office.
Yeah, it didn't do so good. Well, it's for grown-ups. It's an adult movie, and the adults don't go out to the movies so much anymore. But man, oh man, is this a great killer script. It is fantastic.
Really?
It's a rival pharmaceutical companies, one of whom has made this cool new revolutionary product. The other wants to steal the product.
Uh-huh.
A lot of changes in time and location, and you got Clive Owen and Julia Roberts in love, and it's brilliant.
Really?
I was shocked. The previews do not look that great, but it is smart, and by the end of the movie, it ends with a big surprise, but the surprise also kind of makes you rethink everything.
It's not that
Julia
Roberts looks like Julia Roberts.
Nah.
It's not that again.
It's not that old thing.
I'm still mad about
that. Yeah, that was irritating.
Ugh.
Was that the second one? The second Ocean's movie?
I think you're right,
stupid?
Well, you do kind of look like her.
Oh, you ruined it. You just ruined that movie for me.
Yeah.
It's great. I can't say enough about it.
Okay.
It's by the guy who did Michael
Clayton,
and it's even better than Michael Clayton.
Really?
Yeah.
So go
loved
see that,
it.
Huh?
Yeah. I Love You, Man.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah. Paul Rudd and Jason Segel are hysterical together, but it's very sitcom-y predictable in a way that Apatow movies just aren't. You know, like Superbad and Pineapple Express. I mean, weird, crazy-ass things happen that you just don't see coming. You see everything coming in this one.
Okay.
So you kind of sit through it going, oh, this is pleasant. This is fine. And every once in a while, they do something that's kind of improvisational that makes you roar. So so that was fantastic. What else do we see? A couple at Nova that are already gone, so we don't have to really deal with them much. One was the foreign movie Waltz with Bashir.
Uh-huh. The
Israeli documentary in cartoon form.
Right.
Which is great. Should be on DVD within a couple weeks, so check that out. And this great, gruesome splatter flick called Brain Dead, which was awesome. Do you remember, like, in the early 80s, you used to rent these terrible things that had nothing but just goo and stuff coming off people's heads?
Right, it's like that
for 80 minutes. It was fantastic.
None wrong
Lots
with
of gratuitous nudity, just completely vile and awful, and I loved every second of it.
Wasn't there one other one?
Yes, there was indeed. The only one I wasn't crazy about. Oh, Knowing, that Nicolas Cage
thing. Yes.
Yeah, it's bad, but it's bad in interesting ways, I guess. It's got kind of a neat setup. You know, they unearth this time capsule that says that this is the order of every global atrocity over the next 50 years. It's kind of neat, but
let me ask you this.
Yeah,
and I hope you don't ruin the movie, but
I'm going to try not to.
Instead of writing down all those numbers, why don't you just write down on a piece of paper, this is going to happen at this time?
I guess it's faster. You know,
how is that faster?
You kind of see the little girl. She's got like 10 minutes.
Like, instead of writing like 9/11/01, why wouldn't you write terrorists will attack World Trade Center September 11, 2001?
Well,
why is it all
going to
be numbers?
That would take like 5 minutes longer to do.
I don't know that it would.
I don't know. I can't fight you on that.
Okay, all right.
Too much.
Okay. Do they address that in the movie at all?
So
what you're saying is
you don't want to.
Why is it all numbers?
You don't want to have to crack any codes.
Why has it got to be a code?
Yeah, why has it got to be a
code? What's the point of it being a code?
That actually didn't bother me so much because it's kind of about speed. You see that this little girl has like 10 minutes to get this picture or whatever to put in the time capsule. Everyone's drawing flowers and rainbows and stuff.
Yeah.
And she has to write down every global atrocity over 50 years. So she's like going, no, got to get this all in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
that's the reason
it was okay.
For that.
But it's Nicolas Cage doing his freaking Nicolas Cage thing again. Just, you know. He doesn't speak in a way that I believe ever.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's just completely at the end of his tether at all times. And
it,
this movie's about the end of the universe, and it still seems like he's overreacting just a little bit. You're like, dude, really? Just have a Cinnabon.
Uh-huh.
Calm down for 5 minutes.
Overreacting, even though it's the end of the world.
It's really
he's
something.
He's the only actor that can pull that off.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he's special that way.
Uh-huh.
It's
interesting.
Yeah, it's goofy. It's silly. It's kind of serious. The effects are pretty great. It was fine. Right. Yeah.
You didn't hate anything. You didn't even really dislike it.
No, it was okay.
If you wanted to do a twofer, then it should be Duplicity and I Love You, Man.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, actually.
That would be a
decent doubleheader. Yeah. It's a pretty fun romantic comedy duo there, yeah.
Okay. We've got a CG movie opening up in Quad City Theaters today, Monsters vs. Aliens.
I've saved my 3D glasses from the last one. I'm going to see if I don't have
and
to buy new
ones
this time.
And this is the one that had the big selling point at Super Bowl,
Yeah, they had the Super Bowl 3D spot, right. A giant woman played by Reese Witherspoon, a bug-headed scientist played by Hugh Laurie, and a gelatinous mask played by Seth Rogen.
Typecasting.
Typecasting is right. Are among the ragtag monsters that must defend Earth from a rampaging alien robot. I have a clip in this one. Dr. Cockroach helps B.O.B. when he forgets how to breathe. Monsters versus Aliens.
Hi there! Ah! Oh, my back! Just kidding! I don't have a back!
Forgive him, but as you can see, he has no brain.
Turns out you don't need one. Totally overrated. As a matter of fact, I don't even... Oh, I forgot how to breathe. Don't know how to breathe. Help me, Dr. Cockroach. Help. Help.
Suck in, Bob.
Oh, thanks, Doc. You're a lifesaver.
Wow.
I'm exhausted already.
Wow.
But you've got the glasses, you say.
I got the glasses.
It okay. will.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that just kind of kept going there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I just heard. I don't know. I'm not sure I can process that.
I like the idea of Reese Witherspoon as a giant woman, which is kind of fun. Well, with a giant chin.
At least a giant chin.
Yeah. Be careful with that 3D movie. She doesn't poke you in the heart. End up, we lose Mike like we lost the crocodile hunter.
Uh-huh.
That big jagged thing going right into his aorta. It's the last thing we need. Also opening in Quad City Theaters today, The Haunting in Connecticut. After experiencing supernatural events in their new home, a family discovers their house was a former mortuary with a dark history.
Mm.
Which is weird because this place was a former mortuary.
When it's a dark history, but a dark recent history.
Like last week. Right?
Yeah.
In this movie, Virginia Madsen's character talks about her house being haunted. It's again from the new movie, A Haunting in Connecticut.
Why do you think this happened to you?
Why do bad things happen to good people? It's spacious and affordable, and I'm just wondering, where's the catch?
Well, it does have a bit of a history.
That's the real question, right? Why us?
I've seen this kid every day since we've been here.
I moved into the house because it's what we so desperately needed at that time. We didn't ask for this, and we didn't deserve it.
Spooky.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled that it's opening so I can stop seeing the preview for it. It's been playing before, I think, every movie I've seen this year.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
How many hauntings are there?
I'm not sure if I understand that question.
Well, I mean, wasn't there something else called just The
Haunting?
Oh,
The Haunting, yes. Yeah,
and wasn't
absolutely.
There another haunting?
There was like The Haunting of Emily Rose
right.
or something that happened.
Right.
Yeah,
now this is like, as opposed to Christmas in Connecticut or right. a Yankee in Connecticut.
Right.
It's The Haunting in Connecticut.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, all right.
Also opening today in Quad City Theaters, you've got 12 Rounds with our friend John Cena. Uh-huh.
Is he a friend of the program?
Yes, he is a friend of the program.
Oh, nice.
He stars as a New Orleans detective who is forced to complete 12 challenges in order to save his kidnapped girlfriend.
So it's like Saw? Is that... it's?
No, it's more like Amazing Race.
Ah, okay.
Here's a little
bit Survivor.
From 12 Rounds.
Is this Officer Fisher, the New Orleans Police Department?
Yeah.
How you been?
Why the hell are you calling me?
It's our anniversary. 1 year ago, you took what can never, ever be replaced.
That was an accident.
For that, I am going to take from you.
Molly, get out of the house!
She's not dead. It's a game. The only way to keep her alive, you do exactly what I say when I say it. If you are still standing after all 12 rounds, you'll have won her back.
I'm gonna hunt you down and I'm gonna kill you.
I look forward to that.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember The Vanishing?
Yeah. Jeff Bridges?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff, drink the coffee. Just keeps making Kiefer Sutherland do all sorts of crazy things to get Sandra Bullock back.
you must experience what you experience. Drink the coffee, Jeff. Jeff, drink the coffee.
Remember that? Anyone else?
I haven't seen that in ages. Yeah. I think I saw it on cable late.
It was on cable every night.
That's probably why, yeah.
About 2 years.
Yeah.
It's a pretty grim weekend at the Cineplex.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Yeah, Monsters vs. Aliens is really the only...
And stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, that maybe not quite as good as last weekend.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Last weekend will be tough to top. Seriously, that was a good one. I'm surprised.
I wonder if he's not going to like Monsters vs. Aliens. We'll see.
Could be fun.
Or The Haunting.
That clip was just dreadful.
Yeah, that was, it was loud. there was stuff going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. I like CGI movies more often than not, I would say. Mm-hmm. I even like some of those stupid ones that,
And this, next time around, you'll be able to read it in, the paper.
Yeah, this one will be in print, actually. We got a new edition, along with the Best of the Quad Cities issue upcoming on Wednesday.
How'd we do?
You know, I don't know.
He does know. He does know.
They don't let me know the results.
No, you asked.
I'm not at
you
liberty.
You asked. We didn't win. You know, Mike Schultz.
We didn't win best tacos, did we?
We didn't win a thing.
Win best tacos. Okay. That I can tell you for sure.
We didn't win a damn thing, did we?
I really don't know.
If you knew, you'd be... If it was good news, you'd act a little more coy than this.
I would have dressed up. I would have worn the tie and come in with a big check.
Son of a bitch.
You know?
Can't rig one thing.
You know, like I said, I voted for you guys.
Yeah,
really, I truly did.
Yeah. Voting for us is not fixing something.
Yeah. No, it is not at all. I am negligent to my duties. There's always next year. What you got to do is you got to promote yourselves more, guys.
We didn't know the damn thing was going on until you come in and you say, you come in and you go, by the way, the ballots close in 20
minutes.
Well,
yeah, again, but again, you know, but again. In our defense, there's not really a category for us.
Yeah, there was not a category.
I found a place. I can't remember what the hell it is, but it's like media presence or
media
something
darlings?
Like that.
That
certainly
could be anything. That could be anything.
All right, well, I'll throw this out there. That now the reader Best of the Quad Cities is being broken up in two pieces during the year. So we're doing one in the spring and one in the fall with a whole new different set of... Of categories.
If we don't win, I'm going to break it up into a million little pieces like I do every year. He's Mike Schultz.
Thanks,
we're Dave
Mike.
And Darren. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
This is the Quad City Rocker, Rock 104.9. Jason Mayhem Miller joins us next. It's Rock 104.9.